Continuing with our top story today, we want to look at what activists have been doing around the world in response to the kidnapping of those 200-plus schoolgirls in Nigeria. On Twitter, activists have started a hashtag campaign, Bring Back Our Girls, to keep focus on the crisis and to keep up pressure on the government. We wanted to learn more, so we've called upon Nicole Lee, a human rights activist and until recently president of TransAfrica. That's a nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C., that was founded by African Americans to advance the interests of Africa and the Caribbean in U.S. policy. And she's with us now in our studios. Welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start off by asking you about the Twitter campaign at the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls. I was wondering what we know about how this started. And I was also wondering if it is in part kind of an indictment of the media coverage in the mainstream media about this.
Well, it's amazing because certainly we know there are all these Twitter spheres, if you will. And so there is an African Twitter. And so this started on African Twitter. I know I saw it about a week ago, Bring Back Our Girls. And it was very clear that it was coming from Nigeria. It was Nigerian Twitter followers that were really retweeting. And it became a trend. There were others that were also trying to capture it. But I think the message of Bring Back Our Girls really caught on because it makes anyone who's tweeting it, you have to take ownership of these young women. Even though they're Nigeria, you may not have ever been to Nigeria yet, we all have to take ownership of the girls. And I think that that's one of the reasons why it's so very powerful. It's indigenous to Nigeria, and it's something that we all can support.
Well, speaking of the sense of ownership of it, what is your role as an activist, as an American activist at a time like this?
You know, I think about 30 years ago when we were working on the anti-apartheid movement as Americans and as TransAfrica, and what was our role back then? And I really think it is to stand in solidarity with the people of Nigeria, with the families, that not necessarily we don't always need to be in the lead, but we can always follow and we can always support. One of the things that's really changed in the last 30 years is the diaspora organizations, but just the diaspora members. So we have so many Nigerian Americans here now, or first or second generation Nigerians, that are really taking the lead in New York and in Washington. I was at the demonstration in Washington, and it was amazing how many young Nigerians were out. And it was also amazing how many Americans who are not from Nigeria, white, black, Latina, also came out and really supported. So I think at a time like this, we really need to first get our lead from what the diaspora are saying here in the United States. And what I'm hearing them say is they want to hold the Nigerian government accountable.
Is there something that, you know, putting on your hat as a longtime lobbyist, is there something in U.S. policy that you feel could be used to address this government to government?
You know, there's a couple of things that certainly come to mind for me. I mean, one of the things that we don't talk about here in the United States is this growing internal displacement problem in Nigeria. A part of the reason why we have conflict in countries like Nigeria is because people are not heard in the democratic process. That's something that our government can certainly be talking about. But then also there are issues of resources, and resources are so very important. In this same northeast region that we're talking about where these girls were kidnapped, we also have a situation of displacement, where people are not getting resources from the oil sharing. That's something that our government certainly can talk about and get involved with. But also the fact that people don't feel heard in the democratic process. So the fact that these girls, like some of your guests have already talked about, are literally being used as pawns, if you will, in the upcoming election. I mean, at least that's what it looks like from the reports we're getting. Certainly, we hope that our State Department is talking about that. We hope that the corporations, the vast corporations, American corporations that are doing business in Nigeria are also asking questions and see it as their role not to certainly attempt to take away sovereignty from the government, but to ask serious questions. There's certainly, you know, a lot of profit being made right now in Nigeria. We need to make sure that the people of Nigeria can live in safety and in prosperity as well.
Before we let you go, I wanted to take note that you recently concluded 8 years of service as the president of TransAfrica, which is kind of a very high-profile organization in Washington, D.C. Can I ask about the timing? Why now? I mean, is it in part because as an activist, you want the freedom to offer critique from outside? I mean, originally the kind of role of TransAfrica was to elevate the interests of Africa and the Caribbean within the halls of the U.S. government. Is partly what you're saying with your resignation that you feel that there are some times that you need to critique these governments and the way to do that is from the outside?
I mean, I think that there's a lot of different reasons. Certainly right now, there's a plethora of issues that have now kind of fallen into my lap, if you will, that I definitely want to talk about. But in terms of critique, I actually think it's more a critique of American leadership, if you will. Listen, you know, my personal opinion is, as a leader of a nonprofit, it's an amazing opportunity. You need to really, though, do your job in 7 to 10 years. This is not a dynasty. This is not Nicole Lee's dynasty. I really wanted to make sure that I contributed to Trans Africa, but at the same time didn't get founder syndrome, even though I'm not the founder. Didn't get that founder syndrome where I thought that I was the only person that could do the job. And that's really something that I wanted to hold myself accountable to more than anything else. I am so excited, though, because I see the changes in Trans Africa, the young people that are now involved, the diaspora folks that feel comfortable engaging in our organization. It's been an amazing ride.
Nicole Lee is a human rights activist. She is currently involved with the hashtag campaign Bring Back Our Girls. It's aimed at keeping focus on the kidnapping of those 200-plus schoolgirls in Nigeria. She recently concluded 8 years as president of Trans Africa, and she joined us in Washington, D.C. Nicole Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.